It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your woolly mammoth is? Well, Matthew Wooler and his colleagues did a flashback to 17,100 years ago when one mammoth died. They found that they could trace its wanderings by the proportion of isotopes of strontium metal in its tusks. Isotopes are variant forms of chemical elements. They all have the same number of positive charges or protons in their nuclei, 38 in strontium, but they differ in the number of chargeless neutrons that help hold the nucleus together. They act almost perfectly identically in their chemistry, in and out of our bodies, or in or out of a mammoth body. All of us organisms take up small amounts of strontium in our diets naturally, since it acts like the nutrient calcium. Two normal, non-radioactive isotopes, strontium-87 and strontium-86, are found all over. Tellingly, their relative proportions vary geographically. So each time our mammoth of interest moved to a given region of Alaska, the particular mix of strontium isotopes in the vegetation there got permanently recorded in progressively younger parts of its tusks. The researchers basically peeled the tusks apart age layer by age layer. They matched the isotopic mix to the mix in the soils in a big area. They could see when it moved and where, up to the time of its death, when it was slowing down and probably starved from climate change. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.